greetings to each of you from Baldwin, Mississippi. I am Tim Childs, the local evangelist for the Hillcrest Church of Christ, and may I say I am blessed to be part of God's family here. It is my privilege and honor to welcome you to the August issue of Gospel Gazette Online, edited by my good friend, Lewis Rushmore. I further want to welcome you to this brief audio feature, A Word Between Friends. It is a thrilling joy for me to have this medium of sharing a few thoughts from the book of all books, the living Word of God. And what better way to begin this segment than by reading a couple of Bible passages? You are aware, I'm sure, that Jesus spoke with the highest authority when he gave the greatest charge to his people in the words of the Great Commission, recorded by Matthew in chapter 28, 18 through 20. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. A brief summary of this passage would be, number one, go, number two, teach, baptize, number three, and number four, teach. Of course, this is all sandwiched between Jesus' point of being endowed with all power or authority and his promise of blessing, the blessing of his abiding presence. Mark's parallel is found in Mark 16, 15, and 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. In this last text, Mark records for all time the words of our Savior and Lord. In Jesus' words are directives to be obeyed by those who are his people and those who would become his people. Here at home and abroad, today's teachers and preachers must shun any temptation to alter the words of Christ or attempt to shade his meaning. We must not alter the doctrine of Christ and his apostles to draw a large gathering of people unto ourselves by telling them what they want to hear. Let's be reminded of Paul's warning recorded in Galatians 1:6-9. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. With these two passages under consideration, that is, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, and Mark 16, 15 and 16, it is not surprising at all that during the beginning years and decades of Christianity, those individuals, upon being taught the gospel with faith produced thereby, were baptized promptly, rather than waiting around for some future convenient occasion. Friend, is it not true that a casual reading of Acts chapter 2 shows that repentant believers were baptized promptly as they acted upon the message spoken with authority from heaven? If the apostles, these men of God, who had been baptized in the Holy Spirit, had bought into the mindset that permeates modern religious thinking, they might have spread those 3,000 baptisms over several days or weeks. Why go to all the trouble of baptizing 3,000 people all in a single day? Especially if they were already saved. Or if they were already saved, as some modern teachers suggest, why even bother with baptizing them at all? In a world filled with error and confusion, for so many, baptism has lost its true significance and meaning. Peter, being one of the 12, spoke with apostolic authority when he answered their question about what they should do. It is interesting that Peter's answer was so different from the answer given by many of today's religious leaders. Luke records for us the details of what occurred on this momentous day, the birthday of the Lord's church in the city of Jerusalem, in the 33rd year of our Lord. Acts 2:38 beginning, then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. In verse 47, the Bible says further that they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. According to Peter's message, the remission of their sins and reception of the Holy Spirit was subsequent to their baptism. You see, these men and women wanted to be recipients of God's greatest spiritual gifts, and they didn't want to delay another month, another week, nor even another day to be cleansed from their sins. The waters of baptism stood between them and the forgiveness of their sins, the removal of their guilt, their communion, or fellowship with God. I might hasten to add that as it was that day, so it is unto this day, as the gospel of Christ has not been altered by heaven. Upon examination of every instance of conversion in the book of Acts, you will find that each penitent believer was baptized into Christ on the very same day the gospel was introduced. The eunuch of Ethiopia did not wait until he returned home. The Philippian jailer did not even wait for the rising of the sun, Acts 16:30 through 34, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Until next time, I am Tim Childs, urging you to truly hear and follow Jesus Christ, embrace Jesus and his doctrine, and obey him without delay.